Benjamin Netanyahu says the current phase of fighting against Hamas in Gaza is winding down. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Netanyahu says the stage could be set for Israel to send more troops to its northern border to confront the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The comments on Sunday threatened to further heighten the tensions between Israel and Hezbollah at a time when the two enemies appear to be moving closer to war. Netanyahu also signaled there is no end in sight for the grinding war in Gaza. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah began striking Israel almost immediately after Hamas's October 7th cross-border attack that triggered the Gaza war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The viability of a U.S.-backed proposal to wind down the eight-month-long war in Gaza was cast into doubt after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would only be willing to agree to a partial ceasefire deal that would not end the war. Tensions have surged between Israel and Washington over the war in Gaza, and the White House again denied on Sunday that there's been any delay in weapon shipments. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week released a video publicly accusing the White House of withholding weapons and ammunition from Israel. At a cabinet meeting over the weekend, he told officials that weapon shipments have slowed to a trickle. The White House says Netanyahu's comments came as a shock. Meanwhile, Israel continues operations in bordering Lebanon, targeting a member of the Hamas-allied Islamic group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the IDF is ready for any further action in Gaza, Lebanon, and unspecified additional places. Gallant left Sunday for meetings in Washington. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's southern region of Dagestan is now holding the first of three